The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, this is letter number 3469, Baruch Hashem, dated 11th day of Iyar, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it, Harav Avosik V'chosid, Yisraeli Kim, Mareinu Arye Leib Sheyichye Rabkin. Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe says there is something that took place at that time. Let's see, something maybe miraculous. What happened on the 11th of Iyar in 1955? But the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 5th of Iyar. And the Rebbe says, it's known, the saying, the euphemism of the Baal Shem Tov, that was heard, we heard it from the Rebbe, from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, many times, that from everything that a person sees or he hears, he's able to, and therefore he should, learn a lesson in his service of the Blessed Hashem. Something is going on in your life, something is going on in the world. If you hear something, take a lesson from it in the service of Hashem. Certainly when something happened to many, many Jewish people, especially if we see that the Blessed Hashem has given over the many in the hands of the few in a miraculous way. Sure, exactly what the Rebbe is referring to here. We have to look up the history, but the Rebbe says, you see that the Blessed Hashem has given over the many in the hands of the few in a miraculous way. That's part of the language we do on Hanukkah and the Al Hanisim. We say giving over the many in the hands of the few. But the Rebbe says, when you see that, this needs to encourage and awaken by us additional strength to serve Him, to serve Hashem, blessed. Now, we should not become affected at all, that there are those that conduct themselves differently. They want to explain their explanation logically that they're the majority. Maybe this was talking about elections. Maybe it was talking about that. I don't know what happened over there, but maybe there was, they were up against a vote from the not religious to the religious, and maybe they were the majority. Not sure. He says, yeah. The others want to explain their conduct logically, that they're the majority, and therefore they rule, I guess. But the above, the miracle that Hashem shows, that's evidence for the opposite. That the majority in quantity does not overweigh at all. That doesn't prove anything. And also those who conduct themselves differently know about theirs. They also know, it looks like maybe it was something religious over here.
Yeah, because the only...
And the Rebbe says even those who conduct themselves differently, and maybe they're in the majority, they know that it's not the majority that overrides. And they know that even though they don't want to be, let's say, religious, it seems like it is the Yetzer Hara, their evil inclination, they're not fighting it properly. And that's why they end up under the dominance of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination. And the Rebbe says this is on top. I mean, those people who, I guess, object to this, this is on top of all other aspects of of being a kofi toiva, a conduct of kofi toiva, on the most shocking way. I guess they benefited tremendously. They did good things for them, and that's the way they pay back those that are in the opposition. And the Rebbe gives an example here. I guess it would help a lot if we knew what we were talking about exactly, but the Rebbe says he'll give you an example what we can compare this to. So you have a king who is a great king, and he's over a lot of people, a king, and he goes, and the Rebbe is re-paraphrasing the example brought in the Tanya, but the Rebbe leads this further. So he goes, the king goes and shows his great and powerful love to a very simple person who is low, and he is amongst people, he's on the very sort of the scum, you know. He's like on a very low level. And the king, this big great king, goes and shows to him tremendous love. He goes down, descends, the king, from his palace, from his throne, from his place, and he descends from his honorable place, takes along all of his officers, etc. He takes this low person, brings him in into his room, into the room of the king, etc. Similar to what's explained in Tanya chapter 46. Over there it's a metaphor, what Hashem does for us, that we are so lowly next to Hashem and all the angels, the creation, and yet Hashem comes down to us and lifts us up and brings us into His abode, into His room. So can you possibly say that this low of people will say to the king, you know, this room that you brought me in is not the king's room, but it's my room. And therefore, he's going to conduct himself as he wishes. And therefore, the first thing what he's going to do is, he's going to change, he's going to kick the king out. He's going to chase the king out of his room in all possible ways. He's going to make sure to get rid of the king. And that is by conducting himself in a gross way, which is contrary to the command of the king on every step and step. And the parable is understood. So again, knowing what's going on over there, apparently they were trying within the shul, maybe within the Knesset, or within some place, instead of the shul, probably the shul, a shul, and they're trying to, and the Eibishter leads us into the shul, and then to try to switch the shul around and to do things that go against the will of Hashem, and that is to chase the king out of there. I'm just trying to imagine what the parable is. It seems like bringing in, and then they say they're the majority, and maybe that's why they were fighting against the look of the shul, whatever. But in any event, the Rebbe is telling him that you should learn from everything, and when you see the success, should give you the strength that it's not about the numbers, but it's about Hashem, I guess, and about Yiddishkeit. Further, the Rebbe says, I enjoyed also, you write about your distribution of the Shmura Matzah to the parents of the students of your school. Okay, so now already it sees already, so there's a school there, and maybe they wanted to change things, the direction of the school, on here, the Rebbe says, also in the other schools of the Reshet, they did this good minhag, this good custom, may the blessed Hashem succeed you to give good news in your communal and personal matters with blessing for all the above. So apparently this is to the school there. Maybe some of the parents wanted to change the school, how the ideas and how the school should run. And the Rebbe encourages him that he should see that it's not by the quantity. The Rebbe says the people themselves that are opposing it are really... they know the truth themselves, and the Rebbe says you can't kick out the king, and he's done. Sometimes, you know, in the yeshiva, they take in all kinds of kids because they feel bad. Sometimes in those days, they took in a lot of immigrant kids, and they found them a place, and they provided education and free education. And then the parents get together and they say, oh, we don't want this, we want to change things. And that the Rebbe maybe is talking about lacking gratitude, that the people were there for you to help you out, and then that's the way to pay back. Anyway, I don't know clarity there, but apparently it has to do with the Reshet, and somehow they saw that they were able to continue doing the way they were doing it in the positive way.